The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God. You allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Isaiah was the one who said, "This people honor me with lip service." Jesus brings this out to remind us of how our worship should be, like that of Solomon in the first reading. Remember, the dedication of the temple was happening, and Solomon prayed this prayer. He stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole community of Israel and said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You keep your covenant of mercy with your servants." These were not mere lip service. He meant what he said. He prayed before the whole community like we're praying now. His words were apt, coming from his experience and from all that has happened. He acknowledged God. "There is no one who is your equal." In other words, he worshiped in spirit and in truth. In truth. Remember the Gospel of John chapter 4, particularly verse 24, when Jesus met the woman at the well. He said, "A time is coming when people would worship in spirit and in truth." And that is the message for us today. Am I worshiping in spirit and in truth? Am I offering God just merely service? Am I just here in the presence of God to fulfill all righteousness?